You're listening to the Profit Connections Podcast. Entrepreneurs and franchise owners, you'll want to tune in. If you're looking to create a rock-solid business, sick of being stuck on the plateau, and ready to kick it up more than just a notch, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Sharon Galuzzo, and I believe in unleashing your full potential to create resilient, successful businesses that in turn make significant positive impacts in our world. Welcome to the Profit Connections Podcast. Profit doesn't happen by chance, it happens by design. Let's dig in. And I'm so happy to welcome our guest today, Dr. Abiola Oladoke. Abiola is the founder of O&A Wellness Group and creator of Empowered Entrepreneurs, a division focused on helping entrepreneurs, business owners and founders, solopreneurs and executives build leadership capacity at the biological level. Her work centers on the infrastructure beneath performance, energy systems, brain functions, metabolic stability, recovery, and embodied confidence, and how these directly shape decision quality, visibility, and sustainable business growth. Welcome, Dr. Abiola.
Thank you so much for having me. It's so great to be here. Yeah.
Well, when I introduced you, I kind of set it up that we're going from the outside in. Actually, I guess it's the inside out. It's the part we don't think about as business owners. We're always thinking about what to do. And I love that your approach is what's going on inside this instrument, this body that we walk around in. So talk to us a little bit about that.
Yes, thank you so much. You know, it started with myself personally. You know, my background is in psychology, you know, neuroscience, health, functional medicine, clinical nutrition, manual therapy, and applying all of that to myself as I'm working with my clients, I realized that people that I meet who have their own businesses, who are entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, founders, they focus so much on the outside, like everything they need to do, which everything is important that they need to have in order to have a profitable, you know, revenue generating business, but they completely do it most of the time to the detriment of their own health. They neglect their personal well-being. And I like to talk about it as this is the main real estate, the prime real estate that we need to focus on in order to achieve everything that we want to achieve. And so turning that around, you know, first with myself and then, you know, seeing how it's working with other people that I am helping, it became this foundational piece that I saw that the more we focus on our health and take care of ourselves, the better we actually achieve in our business without burnout, without that energy fatigue, where we have the biological capacity to actually be what we want to be in business and in life without compromising our health.
Yes, I love this because one of the things that I work with my clients is I call it the joy quotient. It's about, you know, sometimes we get so lost in the day-to-day and all the stuff going on in our business, we forget to take care of ourselves and we lose our joy and we lose our health. Yes. And, you know, your business is only as healthy as you are, especially when you're a solopreneur.
Yes. You're taking the words right out of my mouth. That is, you know, like that's like, you know, you and I can stand together on the podium and just like, you know, preach at this because we don't have a business if we don't have ourselves. Right. And, you know, I started out, you know, studying organizational psychology, understanding that the human capital is so vital to any workplace. And as a business owner, as an entrepreneur or solopreneur, even executives, it is important for you to take care of yourself because that promotion, that next sale that you want, the capacity to work with your clientele is not there if your health is not there. Even when you have a team, you still need to lead the team. You still need to talk to them about what you want. And they need to be able to execute that vision appropriately. And if we have trouble communicating that because we just don't have the energy, or sometimes it could be the brain, like you have like brain fog affecting people's ability to effectively communicate their vision and their intention to their team.
And that's something that business owners don't often think about is what happens if I can't physically do all the things that I always do.
Yes.
And so this is almost like, I hate to use the word hack, and I'm going to use the word hack. You need to hack your biology. You need to hack your vehicle, your vessel, this body that goes along with it, so that you are at the prime of what you can do, and you're
Yes.
ready for those things that come at you, and you're in a
Yes.
more powerful position
Yes.
physically.
Yes. Yes, it is so important, that if we don't think about ourselves, like with some of the people that I encounter, we have conversations around what their day-to-day activity is like. And sometimes they'll tell me, I have to have that coffee, two, three times a day in order to just get going. And I often ask, what if you could actually tap into the internal caffeine that you have in your brain before you get into the external caffeine? And they're like, internal caffeine? What are you talking about? So that always spurs the conversation because sometimes with many people, they are not even aware that they are losing their biological capacity. Sometimes we interpret that as just normal sign of aging. And I come from the school of thought about aging is actually the disease that we're all working against. Everything else is the symptoms of aging, the disease of aging. So once we flip that and we're having the conversation, they start to understand, wow, okay, if I'm working with my health and my well-being, it makes sense that it's going to translate into better business where you can actually work the way you want to work without having that energy depletion. And you're firing on all cylinders, basically.
I love that. I love that internal caffeine. I'm not a person who drinks coffee, and caffeine doesn't always agree with me.
Me neither.
So to know that there is an internal caffeine that I could access, that I don't even have to worry about all of those side effects and everything that goes on when I drink too much
Yeah,
caffeine.
very true. In a prior life, I was a federal government employee. I worked for the Department of Air Force, and I had a supervisor that, because I don't drink coffee either, I'm not a caffeine person. I can't process it. And I would get into the office, and I'm just energetic, and I'm going, and I'm getting everything done, and talking 50 miles an hour, like at 7:30 in the morning, and he's like, you need to stop with your coffee. And I said, I don't drink coffee. And he said one time, he said, I think we need to tap your brain because you have like this caffeine source that we can all get. Because everybody has to have their cup of coffee. And I am already ready to go, just have the energy. So that's what brought on the idea of having like the internal caffeine, that you can tap into because I seem to have it in excess, so I can share with people.
I love that so much. Dr. Albiolo, what other things do we need to be thinking about as business owners, to prepare ourselves so that things don't go wrong, and or when things go wrong physically with our bodies, where do we go then?
Yes. So what we actually have, I've created something that I call metabolic leadership, and there are several pillars, and I'll just share very briefly what each pillar is. So you have to look at your nutrition. So we focus on functional nutrition and energy stability. So assessing things from that, perspective, because that is the foundation. I liken the human body into a car. Actually, I believe that everything we have technologically is modeled after our body, how we operate. So you've got the engine as the brain, and our gut is our fuel tank. So if we don't have the right fuel in there, it makes the engine not run as properly as it should. So functional nutrition is actually the basis, and knowing what it is that your body needs, like your biology is asking for, is key instead of trying to, pick and choose and say, let me try this, because there's so many different dietary programs out there that people are trying, and it's like the the thing of the day to do. So, but what works for you specifically is important. And then another area is actually looking at your physical capacity and your stress tolerance. We look at the brain, like how do we optimize your brain? Because most of the energy that we generate, our brain utilizes a lot of energy to run everything. And when you have a drop in brain capacity, that causes like a glucose drop in the body, and the brain is like, I need more energy in order to function. So once we have that taken care of, you're actually able to fuel your brain effectively to where it is able to do what it is that you want to do, and it's not sabotaging you. So we look at things from that aspect. We look at people's sleep, your ability to sleep well and recover better, the nervous system regulation. We even go into skin and body confidence, because I run into people who say, I don't want to be on camera, or I don't want to speak on stage, or I don't want to meet with that, business in potential that could generate more income, because I don't like the way that I look. So making sure that we look good, because most people don't know the largest organ that we have is our skin, and health is reflected directly on how our skin looks. So making sure that we have that skin and body confidence is there, addressing stress, work-life integration. And then one of our primary tools is we actually focus on biomarkers, epigenetics, and precision insight. And lymphatic intelligence, and we put it all together to have that metabolic integration and metabolic leadership.
Yeah, what I found interesting about the first thing that you said was that our brain uses up so much energy, and we don't really think about that, especially if we're sitting and we're just sitting at our desk doing something.
Yes.
We don't really think about how much energy that takes. My
Correct.
daughter is a teacher, and she tells me all the time, because she answers 10,000 questions a day and she's constantly problem solving and interacting and
Yes.
communicating, that
Yes.
she is completely exhausted
Yeah.
from the mental energy it takes to do her job.
Yes.
And that kind of makes sense because she's a teacher, but it does the same thing when we're sitting at our desk, when we're standing up and giving a speech, when we're
Yes.
doing a presentation.
Yes. We don't realize that we are constantly utilizing, energy, even just when we're sitting. I was chatting with someone about the simple process of driving from point A to point B. And they said, all I'm doing is driving. And I said, you're actually using a lot of energy just to drive, because most of us, if you're used to the route you're driving, there is a little bit of autopilot process that is going on. We activate certain regions in our brain that actually help us to get to where we're going, because it's doing a lot of the work for you that, because we'll zone out and you're not even aware. And one thing I say to people is, have you driven someplace that you normally drive? And then you get there and you realize, wait a minute, how did I get here?
Yep.
Like your brain takes over and it gets you there. So if you don't have that energy, you don't have that, or your optimized brain health, we tend to get a little sleepy behind the wheel. We find our speech is slower at work. We sometimes even will come up with, this is a favorite of mine where people share with me, I can't tell you how many times I have actually come up with reasons why I shouldn't do something. And it's a legitimate reason to them, but I point out to them, I think that is actually coming from your brain. Once we're analyzing things, I'm like, that's coming from your brain saying, I really don't have that capacity, and I don't have the ability to give you the, what you need in order to meet with that person. So it's going to come up with a reason why it's a good idea to do something else that requires less energy, so it doesn't have to exert so much energy,
I
because it
really
doesn't
like
have
that
it to do.
perspective, because sometimes I'll sit and go, oh, I need to do something, or I could do this, and I have three or four different choices, and just the process of trying to decide which choice I should make, I am just like, I'm just tired now. And
Yes.
I never thought about it that way.
Yes. It's very insightful. Once we're like, oh goodness, wow, I did not know that that is actually. And I said, well, it could work with you, or it could sabotage your efforts. Would you like it to
Yeah.
work with you? And they're like, oh, I love that. I'm like, all right, let's learn how it's operating and how you can actually, tap into the energy that you have, tap into the capacity that you have, because I believe that Our brains, our bodies, they want to thrive. They want you to succeed. They want us to succeed. But we also have to focus on helping our brains and our bodies, succeed so that we can
Excellent.
get what we want. So it's a
Yeah.
mutually benefiting situation. Or if we have a situation where somebody is pretty depleted, you have to resource that capacity in order for them to achieve whatever it is that they are seeking to achieve.
Yeah, absolutely. So, this has been, there's a lot that we talked about, and there's so much more that we haven't talked about. So, Dr.
Yes.
Abiola, you have a gift for our listeners that can help them dive a little bit deeper into this.
Correct. Yes.
Tell us
So
about that.
we've created, yeah, we've, thank you. We've created a metabolic, business health score to help you just understand where you are along all of the different aspects of metabolic leadership that I spoke about earlier. So you can actually see for yourself, where am I low, where am I high? And then you know what it is that you want to work with, where you want to start first. So it takes you through the process, you get the scores, and you are actually able to understand yourself a little bit better. It's very insightful for people. They don't re always recognize that they are missing some things in some areas, and oftentimes some of the fix is not as complicated as some people think.
Yeah, I love that. That's so great. So, what we're going to do is we're going to take Dr. Abiola's gift and we're going to put it into our portal. That is profitconnectors.club. It's free to join. You go to profitconnectors.club. That's the website address. And you can go in and you'll go in and see Dr. Abiola's contact information, her gift, and all of the information about this podcast and all of the other podcasts that we've done on Profit Connections and all of the other gifts that our guests have generously provided. They're also in that portal. So it's profitconnectors.club. That's our portal. Dr. Abiola, I have a question for you. Can
Yes.
you share with us what's the most unexpected experience that made you adjust your approach to business?
Yes, thank you very much for that question. I mentioned earlier about, my personal observation with my life, my health, and, my business. I've been in business in one way, shape, or form since the age of 13, because I wanted to just have my own money instead of asking my parents for money all the time. And that evolved into everything that I am doing and all the different businesses. I've started, multiple businesses, and I look at how my energy and my ability is, and the resources that I have internally that sustained me into the successes that I have had in business and that I continue to have. And I think the most unexpected experience that's made me change my approach, to my business is actually I've had instances throughout being in business where I got very, very sick. I got very ill and I could not work because before I started practicing what I preach now, I was doing what everybody else was doing. I was like, all right, I got to grind and I have to do this and do that. And I would just go, go, go without listening to my body. Even though I had the education, I had the background, I had the training, I know, and I'm helping other people, but I wasn't taking that into account for myself until I had that stoppage from my body where it said, you know what, I've been trying to tell you and you didn't listen. So now I'm going to shut things down a little bit so you
Yeah.
have time to reflect. And that happened. And I said, okay, got it. And that led me into also observing how other people are having conversations with me about their fatigue, their burnout, what they you want to do in their business and how they can't do that. And I realized, wow, our bodies are more important, and I need to practice more of what I preach and also help others, to be better stewards of their health and their well-being and their body so that they can be limitless in their business achievements.
I love that. It reminded me of the pebble. God throws a pebble and then he throws a rock and then he throws a brick and Then he's the 2x4. Like, you don't, we don't need
Yes.
to wait for the brick wall. We don't need to wait for
Right.
the boulder to fall on us. And yet
Correct.
we do. And so I really appreciate the point of view that you've come to share with us today,
Thank you.
and the knowledge and the education and the gift to help us really think about our businesses from the inside out and really taking care of your body and
Yes.
our bodies so that we can have all of the success that we want to have.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. It's been fun. And I hope everyone, listening, watching this, that you get some valuable information out of this and that you take that to account to help yourself and your business. Because without you, there is no business.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Abiola.
You.
Make sure you
Over.
grab that gift. Build with clarity, lead with purpose. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Hey, Profit Connectors. That's it for another Profit Connections podcast. Thank you for joining us. If you're ready to make moves and connections that take your business to the next level, want to get to know us and our speakers better, and get your gifts and resources, head over to the website profitconnectors.club. That's profitconnectors.club, and get your goodies right now.